Every life is framed by two mysteries. Only one of them, birth, is considered a miracle. At the moment the newborn emerges, like a space shuttle undocking from the mother ship, every system that needs to function independently, heart, lungs, brain, and digestive tract, suddenly realizes that the moment is now and not a moment later. In a split second, life chooses to live. The other mystery that occurs decades later, death, is very different. It brings to an end all the things birth struggles so hard to achieve. Death comes without the miraculous coordination of birth. Some cells don't even get the news for some time. If the dead person is revived within 10 minutes or so, before the brain gets permanently damaged by hypoxia, the body's machinery will go back to work as if nothing had happened. Religion doesn't consider death a miracle. In Christianity, death is linked to sin and Satan, the Western equivalent of the Lord of Death. Death is the enemy, and God saves us from its clutches. But with God's help, dying is the doorway to a far more important event, the beginning of the afterlife. To the religious mind, death brings the presence of God near, and witnesses throughout history have claimed to actually see the soul depart. Not all of these witnesses are religious. I know of a prominent psychiatrist whose atheism was deeply shaken in medical school when he entered a cancer patient's room at the exact moment of death and saw a ghostly, luminous form emerge from the body and disappear. There is a persistent legend that 21 grams of mass disappear when we die, and that must be the weight of the soul. In fact, no such change occurs. Whatever it is that occurs at death, I believe it deserves to be called a miracle. The miracle, ironically, is that we don't die. The cessation of the body is an illusion, and like a magician sweeping aside the curtain, the soul reveals what lies beyond. Mystics have long understood the joyousness of this moment. As the great Persian poet Rumi puts it, death is our wedding with eternity. But not only mystics have seen through death's illusion. The eminent 20th century philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein wrote, "For life in the present, there is no death. Death is not an event in life. It is not a fact in the world." I believe that death accomplishes the following miraculous things. It replaces time with timelessness. It stretches the boundaries of space into infinity. It reveals the source of life. It brings a new way of knowing that lies beyond the reach of the five senses. It reveals the underlying intelligence that organizes and sustains creation. In other words, death is a fulfillment of our purpose here on earth. Every culture offers a deep faith that this is true, but ours demands a higher standard of proof. I think that proof exists, but it cannot be physical, since by definition, death brings physical life to an end. To see this proof, we must expand the boundaries of consciousness so that we know ourselves better. If you know yourself as someone beyond time and space, your identity will have expanded to include death. The reasons that human beings keep seeking fulfillment beyond the stars is that we sense that our own mystery lies there, not here in the realm of physical limitation.